saved every letter you wrote me. From the moment I read them, I knew you were mine. You said you were mine, I thought you were mine. Do you know what Angelica said when we saw your first letter arrive? She said, be careful with that one, love. He will do what it takes to survive. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. Only reading the letters you wrote me, I'm searching and scanning for answers in every line, for some kind of sign. And when you were this girl into our bed, in clearing your name, you have ruined our lives. Do you know what Angelica said when she read what you'd done? She said, you've married an Icarus, he has flown too close to the sun. You and your words obsessed with your legacy, your sentences border. Let future historians wonder how Eliza reacted when you broke her heart. You have torn it all apart, I'm watching it burn. Watching it burn. The world has no right to my heart. The world has no place in our bed. To know what I said, I'm burning the memories, burning the letters that might have redeemed you. You forfeit all rights to my heart. You forfeit the place in our bed. You sleep in your office instead, with only the memories of when you were mine. Hope that you burn.
Hello. This is Mona and Noah Save the World minus Noah plus Maddie. So really it is Mona and Maddie's Broadway Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome, Maddie.
Thank you for having me back.
It is always a pleasure.
Broadway Hour is revived.
Ugh, we love Broadway Hour, and we are so excited to be here, truly. Also, I think I didn't turn on your mic, Maddie. I think I turned on the other mic.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know. Is that says mic 4? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think that's the right one. My parents will text me if they can't hear you. But yeah, none of the things work. None of the headphones work. But we're going to go with the mic 4 sign. And I think mic 4 is the correct mic. So, world, Maddie, world. Let's talk about tonight's Broadway Hour.
All right, last time we were too kind, I think, to the listeners.
Yeah.
And we just played all the hits, all the ones that everyone loves. Mm-hmm. They're upbeat, they're fun. It's sort of, it's a softball. Mm-hmm. We're going to challenge the listeners this week.
We really are.
Like, we just played Burn from the hit musical Hamilton.
Of course.
We didn't play any Hamilton last time, but I think Burn is I don't know if any of the songs from Hamilton are underrated, but this one's a little different. Mm, you know, it's mm-hmm. not as upbeat. It sort of pulls on your heartstrings. I think we're gonna play with that a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah, we want to start, you know, kind of like by just pulling you in by moving you, and then we want to pump you up by the end.
Right.
But you can't get pumped up before you get brought down.
Totally. Brought down and stomped on.
Stomped on. Yeah. If you weren't sad just now, you weren't doing it right.
No. Clearly you weren't listening to Burn.
Yeah, clearly you were not listening. And I don't know, also that I feel like that song has a lot of really interesting wordplay.
Yeah.
Like just the whole like writing the letters, and I don't know if that's wordplay. I don't know, but it's just like when you just read the lyrics, like it's nice to read. You're like, poetry. Oh, it's poetry.
It's poetry
in
motion. It's poetry.
Poetry in isn't that what music is? Poetry in motion.
What's next on the docket?
What's next is a song from Waitress. Last time we played a fun song from Waitress. Yeah. Oh, so fun, so fun.
Will they won't? Ha ha ha. They will.
They will.
But then they won't.
Spoiler.
It's a great musical.
I still haven't seen it, and I really need to. I will. I will. But this time, we're going to bring you down. We're going to bring you down.
Crush you.
It's so and then, sad. But then we're going to debrief.
Okay. We'll
therapeutically.
Debrief. Okay, we'll debrief.
So this song is She Used to Be Mine from Waitress.
It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention, sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.
Who gets hurt?
She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
I'm crying, actually, right now.
Yes, I can, I can see the tears. I can see the tears. I'm very moved.
Every time I listen to that song, I'm moved. Emotionally, spiritually, physically.
I also, again, I just think it's so creative because you don't think of, I don't know, like, you wouldn't think, because, you know, we were talking about how she's singing about herself.
Right.
But, like, that's not the kind of language we use when we talk about ourselves.
No.
But it, like, makes you think about it. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I use that same third person thing, be like, she's eating lunch right now. And you're like, who's she? But it's Madison, you know?
Yeah, but also, it's same not even, like, it'd be one thing if she said, like, oh, she used to be me. But it's not even she used to be me. It's she used to be mine.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like that, like, loss of control and loss of ownership. Wow. I know. Poetry. Analyzing.
This is incredible.
Whose mom is an English major? My mom.
All right. What's up? What's up next?
Wait, Maddie, that was not enough debrief.
Not enough debrief?
Absolutely not.
I thought you were getting ready to just play Pippin.
Absolutely not.
I read the room wrong.
You.
Everyone in this room, sorry.
No, I was going to say. I wanted to discuss the performer.
Jessie Mueller?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
But, like, I feel like it's, again, like, you take it for granted that she's making you feel so many things.
Yeah.
But, like, that's so hard to do.
She's living in that role.
Yeah. Did you see her in that role?
I didn't. But I watch so many YouTube videos.
Oh, good.
You know the videos that are like, who sang the, like, peak of She Used to Be Mine the best? And it plays, like, everyone who's ever played.
Oh, yes.
She sang it the best by
so much. Of course.
She's just, like, it's such raw emotion.
Yeah. I feel like maybe a lot of people have the technical side.
Yeah.
But it's hard to achieve the mix of, like, being technically able to do it and also having the, like, emotion to drive it.
There were some strategic voice breaks in there that, like, they needed to happen. But, like, I didn't know that until she did it.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
People always think that Sarah Bareilles, like, was the star of the musical. Like, they think that she wrote it and then just, like, acted in it.
Yeah, I also thought that.
Yeah, she did act in it for, like, 1 week, like, 6 months out. But Jessie, like, made the role what it is.
Yeah.
And, like, I honestly think it's, like, most of the reason that it got all the hype.
Really?
She's so good. Like, the role is, like, stale when other people do it. Like,
Did you see it? Have you seen the show?
Yeah, I've seen the show, and it was awesome and amazing.
And it was awesome, but you thought that
I think the lead just, it will never compare to Jessie.
Okay.
Because I saw...
What is it about her? The emotion, the...
What you were saying before, like, a lot of people on Broadway have that, like, actual talent, like, the singing part. Like, you know, you can sing well, but, like, when she chooses to go, like, really big, and when she chooses to, like, hold back and sort of, like, break, like, it sounds like she's crying, but she's obviously not, because she's a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So impressive.
Amazing. Maddie and I are also performers.
Oh, yeah.
Just so everyone knows.
Ladies of the stage.
Never have I seen anyone who is such an artist athlete than Madison.
Oh, my God.
Today, my whole family went and saw some of her lacrosse game and loved every second of it.
Yes.
Just truly amazing. We graced the stage recently at a comedy show. TFL.
Oh, yeah. Us together.
Yeah, that was awesome. Great. That was terrific.
Writing partners, directing partners.
Yeah.
What can we do? Nothing. We can do everything.
Yeah.
Watch out.
That's the moral of Broadway Hour, is you can do anything.
But specifically Mona and Madison.
We can do anything.
You can do some things. We can do everything. Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah, and speaking of musicals, Maddie's improv group, The Tufts Cheap Socks, just has been doing so many original musicals, musicals.
So fun.
And they're amazing. And you can see Maddie's, like, Broadway influence when she...
Oh.
Yeah, when she played the young lion in the Serengeti-inspired musical, I saw Simba. I saw that influence.
Mona, I don't know if you know this, but it's the greatest compliment I've ever received.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, my God.
So you may be wondering, where's Noah?
Yeah, answer, where's Noah?
Noah and our friend Caitlin are going to see BU's production of Pippin. And I was in Pippin last year.
Nice.
And I, you know, was like, I think I can't
graced
see it.
Graced the stage.
Thank you. Thank you. I did. But, you know, at a cost, at a price.
Oh.
Of my sanity.
Tell me more about that before. Can that be the intro instead of like, whatever you were going to say? Can you just tell us emotional cost of being in the production Pippin?
You know, Pippin is an interesting show. Pippin, there are two ways to kind of, basically Pippin is about, Pippin is a play within a play.
Okay.
So in Pippin, a group of performers are putting on the show Pippin.
Yeah.
And there's like kind of this breaking the fourth wall stuff of the leading player, quote unquote, of the troupe of actors is like telling Pippin what to do. And it's like unclear if it's Pippin the character or the guy playing Pippin. You know, blurred lines. There are the new Broadway did it as a circus.
Yeah,
and it was amazing.
Right,
it was like all circusy. There was like acrobatics, and it was like this show within a show. Yeah, when you don't have circus abilities, like we didn't, we just had it be like this really weird troupe of performers, and it was like very like it was like. It was like Commedia dell'arte, which I'm not to judge Commedia dell'arte, but it was like the idea was like none of us were really human. We were all like performers.
Oh,
and then when we were the characters were we, like, oh my God, the costumes were like the ensemble's costumes were all like black and white, and like their faces were black and white, and it was like they are the performers.
I love it. Actually,
no,
I hate it.
It was terrible.
I'm realizing now that I did see Pippin when I was like a freshman, and like my school put it on because it was like circus themed. But I also remember having no idea what was going on.
No idea.
So all I remember is like the circus, and then there was the lead girl who was like singing, and she had like striped circus pants on, and there was like just enough acrobatics where like. In the costumes were like, you were like, oh, they're in a circus, but not impressive.
Not impressive.
Not even close to impressive. It's just difficult. They had the set.
It's one of those shows that every high school thinks, oh, this is a school high schools do. It's about identity. It's a coming of age story.
Right.
And it doesn't quite work, in my opinion, because it's like without the visual, without the circus aspect, it was just weird. It was like we were all like doing, I mean, no one can see me, but like just as like our physicality was very strange, and it was like, I don't know,
mysterious
growth. Yeah, so that's my professional take on the show Pippin. But there is one song in Pippin, and I think the songs are pretty, I think they're nice. There's
nice,
some really good ones
songs.
But there's one song that I think is really underrated, and I think needs to be in our literature of love songs more, because it's a very honest love song, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. It doesn't. You'll see. I'm gonna play it.
Play it.
I don't know if Maddie, you'll recognize it. If you do, but I want to hear. I'm curious about your thoughts on it. And yeah. So the song is "I Guess I'll Miss the Man" from Pippin. So let's see what we think.
I guess I'll miss the man. Explain it if you can. His face was far from fine, but still I'll miss his face and wonder if he's missing. Some days he wouldn't say a pleasant word all day. Some days he'd scowl and curse. But there were other days when he was really even worse. This man wasn't one, and I won't miss his moods, his gloomy solitudes, his blunt abrasive style. But please don't get me wrong, he was the best to come along in a long, long while.
So yeah, let's hear your thoughts. Let's hear. I want to know what you think.
I like the guitar in it. I think it's calming. I like what you said before. It's like an honest love song. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like sometimes on Broadway, you just get the like, he's the one. We're going to be married forever. Yep. And then they do get married forever.
Yep. Yep. I guess, yeah. What struck me about this song was that it's as if it's going to be, like you think, like she says, even she says, some men are heroes, some men outshine the sun. And you're like, okay, well, he's not that. And then she's like, some men are simple, good men. You're like, ah, that's what he is. She's like, this man wasn't one. And it's like, naughty.
Yeah, she's like, he's far from fine.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Tell me more. His face was far from fine.
Yeah, he's not even.
But still, I'll miss his face.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's kind of deep.
Yeah, it's like those random crushes you have. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me more.
But you're like, well, this is kind of how it is.
Yeah.
The
next song we're going to play, I think is kind of like that too, where it's like just more honest about relationships. Like,
I literally don't even, don't think I've ever heard it.
Okay.
You've heard it?
Yes. From Rent. Take Me or Leave Me.
No, that's not the next.
Is that not the next song?
No, we have one more.
I'm so bad at reading things.
We can do that one first.
I think it makes more sense to do this
then
one.
Then let's do this one. Okay. You know, improv.
Improv.
Maddie's the queen of improv.
Gotcha. Little do you know, we're performing right now.
Yeah, little do you know, we wrote all the songs on the spot and performed them live, because that's what improv is.
Basically.
Okay, how does it compare to the next one?
Okay.
I do know the next one.
Yeah, this one's a little more upbeat, a little more.
We're starting to get to the upbeat.
Yes.
We're starting to transition to
the
upbeat.
But it's not necessarily like a you're the one, like, let's get married song. It's like, I'm awesome. They're both saying this to each other. Mm-hmm. I'm awesome. Like, I don't even need you. Like, I love you. But, like we're good individuals. It's such a fun song. Also, who doesn't love Rent? Who doesn't love...
Do you want to hear who doesn't love Rent? Do you want to hear a story? Yeah. My father. Oh, my parents. I know. Maddie's rethinking our friendship. I can see it on her eyes. So, my parents, when it was, like, the original Broadway cast of Rent, got tickets to the original Broadway cast.
When it was, like, oh my god, it's like the Hamilton.
It's the Hamilton of whenever. And they went, and my mom was with her friend.
Yeah.
So, but the seats got messed up. Anyway, my mom was sitting with her friend, and my dad was sitting, like, not with them. And apparently, my mom and her friend were like living, and we're like, this is amazing. And apparently, my dad was sitting there being like, this is what all the fuss is about. Yeah. And then he saw them at halftime and was like,
halftime.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I win.
I win. Mona's becoming a sport. You've just listened to a transformation. Mona, she used to be a theater kid. She used to be an artist. She's an athlete.
She just said halftime. Okay, that's funny, because I always say, like, oh, when's your audition for, like, sports tryouts? And I always say, when's your rehearsal for sports practice? So now it's the other way around. Now it's...
Yeah.
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 Anyway, at intermission.
Yes.
Intermission. Yeah, apparently my mom was just like, isn't this amazing? And her friend was like, isn't this great? And my dad was like, what? I don't like this. I've never seen Rent. I'm an imposter.
Okay, I've never seen
it live.
I'm a fake theater kid. I've watched it on, like, YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I get obsessed with things like that.
Yeah.
Rent being one of them.
One of my best friends is, like, obsessed with Rent.
I've seen this scene from the movie. I feel like I might be a fake Rent fan, but I just like this song a lot, and I love that.
Okay,
that's
just
a song.
I'm ready.
I don't know.
I'm ready. Take Me or Leave Me from Rent.
Take
Every single day I walk down the street, I hear people say, baby's so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your a cage can never see the sun. This diva needs her stage. Baby, let's have fun. You are the one I choose. Folks would kill to fill your shoes. You love the limelight too now, baby. So be mine and don't waste my time crying. Oh, honey bear, are you still mine?
Before I leave, I love margins and discipline. I make lists in my sleep, baby. What's my sin? Never quit, I follow through. I hate mess, but I love you. What to do with my impromptu, baby? So be wise, 'cause this girl satisfies. You've got a prize, so don't compromise. You're one lucky baby. Take me for what I am.
Yet over attentive.
And if you give a damn,
a lovable dream,
take me, baby.
And if you give me,
that's it. The straw that breaks my back, I quit. Unless you take it back with
it. What is it about them?
Can't live with them or without them. Take me for what I.
Very exciting.
So exciting.
We love Rent. I was just telling Maddie, for all you listeners out there who are interested in vocal technique, that Idina Menzel's vocal technique is a little scary.
Yeah.
Because you never, like, she wants it to be a little like, am I going to hit the note? Yes, I am.
Gotcha.
But there is that question of, like, will she hit the note?
Right.
So, I don't know. The more you know. Just so you all know.
Just a little tidbit.
Also, if Noah was here, he would say that it's time to do a PSA. And normally, I'm kind of not into the whole PSA thing. But there's a bunch of PSAs plastered around this room. So I feel like I, you know, kind of need to do it. Because it says, there's a big sign that says, WMFO DJs, please announce WMFO live day. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for live music day.
I'm excited.
Great, me too. Sounds terrific.
Good thing you said it, because I wouldn't have known about it.
I know. That's what the PSA is for, you know?
Dang.
Wow. So, in our progression of sad, slow song to... We're getting a little more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a song that I feel like a musical that is just so classic Broadway, yes. And I love it, is West Side Story. West Side Story is beautiful. Did I want to do it in high school? Yes. Did we do it?
No.
No, we did Pippin.
and everyone's better for it.
Yep. It's fine. I'm not
This
mad.
Is like a little shout out to my older brother, Connor. He Aww. Loves this song. I don't know what about that. It, but he plays it all the time. He's really into like classic rock, 70s rock, and yet he loves this. He doesn't even listen to a lot of Broadway, but this song.
But this song?
He loves it. He sings along to it, and it's awesome.
I wish he was here to sing along to it. We love Connor.
We love Connor.
Sometimes I see him at Tufts at Maddie's shows and stuff, and yeah. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh, it's Maddie's brother.
Yeah, right.
I'm always confused. Always. Let's just get into it. I feel like I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
It requires no explanation. The anecdote was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was a great introduction.
Thanks.
This is America from West Side Story.
To keep clean.
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
Well, in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
You can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side,
free to be anything you choose,
free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America, organized crime in America, terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye. everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.
Exciting, amazing,
fun, clapping, music,
fun, clapping,
dance,
but like important social commentary.
Yes,
that's still shockingly relevant.
Scarily
relevant.
Is that a word?
A little too relevant, but alas, that how it be. Yeah, honestly, I was like, none of this feels outdated. No. Nothing they said, I was like, oh, that's outdated.
No.
Great.
All up to date. Sorry, I'm such a good co-host.
Nope, no, you're
nope, nope.
No. But like, I mean, there's not much more to say. Like, yeah. It really is just how it is. Unfortunately,
it's so fun. It's such a fun song to listen to.
It is such a fun song to listen to.
Yeah,
I love the. I love the. I feel like whenever I have to do a song in that beat, the da 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 da. How many? I don't know how many beats per measure that is, but whenever it's that many beats per measure. The person's like, it's the West Side Story beat.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, dun, 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 dun. Very exciting. So yeah, we also, I feel like we discussed this last time, but we love Mamma Mia.
So much.
It was one of the starting friendships of our friendship.
Yes.
In our pre-orientation group.
We forced everyone to listen to it in the
we
car.
We did.
One of our leaders loved it also. So wasn't that hard to force everyone to?
Yeah. It was very culturally relevant at the time, Mamma Mia, because of the second Mamma Mia.
The movie, yeah.
I have
such a memory of us in the van. You know the van?
Yeah.
So I'm in a seat. You're across the aisle, but in the seat next to me, kind of.
Yeah.
Just across the aisle. Yeah. Belle's in the front, obviously. And we're like, play Mamma Mia, play Mamma Mia. And then Becca's in the back, like, so hot and sweaty.
So
and it's just
hot.
Like, can you turn up the air? And we're like, no, we're playing Mamma Mia. And I was like, I would have hated me if I were Becca. And meanwhile, I'm like, wow, that girl's, like, super hot right now. And like,
oh, my God.
I'm annoyed.
That was so long ago. Crazy.
What a crazy time.
It's weird to think about. And it's weird that so many people are going to do it so soon.
Yeah. And it won't be us.
It won't be us.
And we will not be involved.
Nope. We're peacing out. I saw all the support staff people in our year. We can discuss.
Yeah.
The Broadway hour doesn't need to be
focus
gossip
hour.
About. Yeah. Broadway hour is not focus hour. Every hour
should
is focus
be.
Hour. It should be. Yeah, we had a lot of trouble deciding which song from Mamma Mia to play because they're all so good. And eventually, first of all, we decided to play from the Broadway soundtrack,
yeah,
not the movie soundtrack, which was, you know, a hard choice, but
I honestly
important.
Don't know what the version of the song sounds like from the musical.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
It'll be new for you. It'll be new
it'll
for
be
us.
It'll be new.
But we know that it'll be Elvis. So it'll be great.
Oh, it'll be so great. This is Voulez-Vous.
We know the end.
Murphy. I won't beat about the bush. I know why I'm here.
Sam?
And I have to tell you, I think it's brilliant. I've always wanted a little girl. And a big one's even better.
Oh, no, but Sam,
I know I'm rushing things. Listen, does your mum know that you
oh,
know
Oh, no, she can't.
Indeed. Who's giving you away?
No one.
Wrong. I am.
You.
Yeah, now I... don't worry about Donna. She doesn't scare me much.
Uptick. I'm your dad!
Harry!
No, the pen is dropped now, good and proper! That's why you sent the invitation! You want your old dad here to walk you down the aisle! Well, I won't let you down! I'll be there!
Take it now and leave it. Now is all we get. Nothing promised, no
Yes.
We loved it.
We absolutely loved it. We loved Maddie texted me. Well, because Maddie texted me because I was in the bathroom. We don't text from across. We don't text from across here. She was like, you can hear the Broadway in their voices.
Yeah, because I'm used to the movie version.
Where you can hear the Hollywood in their voices.
Yeah, really can hear the Hollywood in their voices. And this one, they're just hitting notes. They're keeping those notes and they're doing the vibrato thing that
oh
I
God.
Love.
And they're British because it's West End.
Ugh, the Brits.
The Brits.
I didn't expect it and I should have. And I feel silly.
Yeah, well, you were actually technically incorrect when you said you could hear the Broadway in their voices because it was West End.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
a fool.
Speaking of my parents seeing original casts, my mom took me to England when I was 9 months old, a small BB, and went to go see Mamma Mia, the original West End cast. And was like, I'm leaving my baby. And her aunt or something was like, don't worry, I'll take care of your baby. Her British aunt. And my mom was like, okay, bye. And then went and saw Mamma Mia.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say little baby you was at the West End.
No.
I guess that'd be risky, a 9 month old.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have liked it as a baby.
Yeah. You wouldn't have appreciated it.
I wouldn't have appreciated. Yeah, it wasn't worth buying me a ticket because I wouldn't have appreciated
for
it.
For baby. That's absurd. Babies can't see Broadway or West End.
Oh, can we have baby Broadway? I feel like there is. Isn't there a YouTube thing where it's children doing Broadway?
Oh.
Have you not seen that?
Maybe. I haven't seen it.
It's I just know there's one of the Skylar sisters and it's three little boys.
That's the miscast. They have that every year. It's all the Broadway people come and are I'm going to do all these songs that I'll never be cast as, and they raise a bunch of money.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking of. Maybe it's not specifically children.
But that's a great video.
Yeah, I love that video.
So good.
That's a terrific video. Okay, we're nearing the end. Oh my God, someone's calling. Oh, no, they're not. I lied. Oh yes, they are.
Okay, let's answer. Let's be crazy.
A good thing I don't know how to pick up the phone. I'm going to try my best here. I think it's, you hold this. Hello? Hello? You're on air. Hi? Hello? It sounds like they're at their own party.
Could it be from...
I don't know how to do this.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hi. Oh, yes. Sorry. I will let you in. Okay, no problem. Bye.
Okay, kids. That person needs to be led into the station. Maddie, you're sporty. Do you want to do the honors of running down this... Oh, maybe I should go because I have the card.
Well, I can bring the card.
Sorry to the listeners who have to hear this. It's in my bag.
We'll just play a song then.
I'm gonna play a song and then we're gonna play Oh my God, you guys, from Legally Blonde. What?
I have things to say about, oh my God, sorry, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, shout out to my mom who's listening. We listened to this all the time when I was a kid. We listened to Wicked, and we listened to just this song from Legally Blonde, and it's so much fun to sing. So shout out, Mom, playing this for you. I love you so much.
Also, I love Maddie's mom. I saw her today, and it made my entire day just amazing. Okay, here's the song.
With a half loop stitch on China silk?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you can't use a half loop stitch on China silk. It'll pucker. And you didn't just get this in because I saw it in last May's Vogue.
Oh my God, you guys.
you guys.
I am not about to buy last year's dress at this year's price.
Elle saw right through that sales girl's lies.
It may be perfect for a blonde, but I'm not that blonde. I may be in love, but I'm not stupid. Lady, I've got eyes.
Oh my God, Elle Woods, sorry, our mistake. Courtney, take your break. Just ignore her, she hasn't been well. Try this latest from the blonde. Go on, try it on. I take care of my best clientele. It's a gift from me to Elle. Oh my God, you guys. This one's perfect, and it's just my size. See, dreams really do come true. You never have to compromise. Oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you guys. Let's go, hoping there's some on time. If there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Cause we love you guys.
No, I love you guys.
Oh my God,
oh my God,
oh my God. You guys.
I want everyone to know that Maddie sang every single word of that 5 minute and 40 second journey, and I loved every single second of it. Wow, Maddie, your mom taught you right. You yeah. knew every single word.
It's so good. I don't know why I love it so much, but
I can just picture you as a child yeah. listening to that.
We sang this, and then we sang Unwritten.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
We like belted it and sang hard. We always sing hard in the car.
That's,
you know.
That's like a special time in a child's life, gosh, car yes. rides with their parents.
And like we did a whole summer where I was trying to get recruited for lacrosse where we just were in the car driving like all up and down New England, like hours and hours. And we played Hamilton the whole time and just belted Hamilton.
And it worked out. Because now here she is a Tough. And I went to her game today, and now I'm an athlete.
Basically.
So there's
now you say intermission. You say
halftime instead of intermission. Yeah, that's how it is. Okay, we have time for one more song, and for this last song, so Maddie's amazing, incredible parents are Broadway in Boston super fans.
Yes.
So they have tickets to Dear Evan Hansen. And Maddie and I are taking those tickets.
Yes.
And running away with them.
And they're all ours now.
They're all ours now.
Can't take them back, Dad.
Thank you so much to Maddie's parents. And we're super excited. And we don't know any of the music. But this song is really famous from Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah. So we were like, let's play it and listen to it for the first time. And then we're going to go see it over the summer. And next year we'll come back to Broadway Hour with the scoop on that. This is Broadway Hour with Mona and Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Bedford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a beautiful weekend. Maddie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's been lovely.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. Outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise.
out, step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's...
Have a great show.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine.